So what do you like to listen to when you get a chance? Does any of the new music excite you at all?
Some of it does. I'm not an R&B fan in the near accepted sense of the word, so a lot of that stuff misses me. But I think there's some wonderful, wonderful records being made still. Beyonce's a great example of that. She makes unbelievable records. And there's a lot of that stuff that's really, really wonderful. And there's some really good young bands that do interesting things too. But if we're just talking about me putting something on to listen to, then I'm probably, like most other people, I'll go to my favourites, you know, first. You know, because I don't listen to music professionally, if you know what I mean. I don't sort of sit there and listen to the top 100 all the time and try and figure out who's doing what and why. At this point, I just enjoy things that I enjoy. So I would be more likely to put on a Little Feat album than I would perhaps Kings of Leon, although I do enjoy Kings of Leon.
Last year, you released your autobiography, From This Side of Things. I read Billy Thorpe's autobiographies, and they were quite graphic and revealing about the scene in the 60s. Are there any bombshells in your book?
I'll leave it to you to read. It's a different style of book. Mine is really more just sort of running through my life and all of the adventures that occurred within it, more than purposely setting up, you know, stories in order to blow people's heads off. But there's a few bits and pieces in there that people have read and then said to me when they see me, "My God, I never knew that. I didn't realise you'd done that, or I didn't realise he did that." But I didn't purposely set out, you know, with a list of mind blowers and write a book around them. It was sort of more the other way around. If they happened, they just sort of happened as part of the narrative. It was an incredible experience for me, though, and cathartic, as you would imagine, but also a chance to kind of round up a lot of bits that you'd sort of forgotten about. You know? The problem we have is, as artists, is that we tend to live in the moment. So once an album's gone and, you know, it's 5 years ago, we don't go back and think about that album. We're thinking about the next one. So when you have to go back that far and write about all those old days, it's amazing the feelings you get about it, you know, and rediscoveries of some of the earlier paths that you were on. It was a good thing to do.
The book is called From This Side of Things, and Brian Cadd and Russell Morris play the Muswellbrook Workers Club this Friday. Brian, I'm sure it's going to be a great show. We look forward to welcoming you to Muswellbrook, and thanks so much for your time this morning.
My great pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Tickets for Brian Cadd and Russell Morris are available at the Workies. Act fast, it's sure to sell out. 981 2NM, the heart of the Hunter.